Hello and good afternoon. I'm Dr. Nova, and I would like to apologize for the wait. No, I do like to be prompt, but I've just had so many patients to take care of today. So here, let's take a look at your chart. Let's see here. Well, not a ton to go on, at least from what I can see with this particular issue. But here, I guess we'll start with the information you provided when you made your appointment. I'm seeing here that you're visiting due to a desire issue. Okay, well, now are we talking about sexual, or are you just not getting the same hankering you used to for chocolate cake? No, I'm just kidding. Gotta break the ice, right? I know these things can be tough to talk about, but what you need to remember is that I'm an expert, the very best, and you're in very good hands. So all you need to do is be honest with me, and I'll take very good care of you. Okay? Good girl. So I'd like you to tell me a little more about these desire issues you're having. Would you mind if I asked you a few probing questions? Okay, good. And remember, be honest with me. I know it's sometimes scary to be vulnerable, but for these things, I really need to understand the true root of the problem. And that's how I can solve it for you. All right, so desire issues. Now, is this affecting every part of your life, both with partners, when you're alone, every day? Tell me a little bit about it. Okay. All right, I understand. So this is mainly occurring when you're with your partners, in person. Every time you're with someone, describe to me, you know, what's happening. What's going on in your head? Well, that can definitely happen. So when you're by yourself, these issues aren't occurring? You're still able to become aroused and achieve orgasm? Okay, and what methods are you using, if I may ask? You know, your standard visual stuff, written erotica, what gets you there? Okay. So headphones are required for your me time, huh? Got it. So what do you think makes those experiences so different when you're listening to your, what is it, audio porn and versus, you know, with your in real life partners? What are those men doing or not doing that doesn't jive with those fun little fantasies you experience in your head while you're by yourself? Well, I have run into this with various types of pornography. You know, quite simply, the fantasies portrayed are so stimulating that when we're with our everyday partners, they're just not as exciting. You must be listening to some pretty salacious stuff, aren't you? Fascinating. Well, I think this merits a physical exam. You know, you've told me the possible psychological reasons behind this issue, but I want to make sure there's nothing else holding us back, so why don't you come up here, onto the exam table. There you go, right up there. Get comfy. Now, I want you to lean back, and here, let me just grab these stirrups. I want you to put your legs into these, and I'm going to sit right here. No, come on. There's no need to be shy. I'm a professional, after all. Now, what I'm noticing at first glance is a state of mild arousal. Now, were you listening to this content before I came into my office? No. Well, we'll just play it up to the fact that you just must like the sound of my voice. Now, you'd mentioned that most of your issues have come with partners, and, you know, I'm sure they're employing several different techniques to stimulate you physically. Now, I'm just going to try a few things just to make sure that, well, your natural reflexes and reactions to common physical stimuli are in order and everything's up to spec. So I'm just going to run my fingers up your inner thighs. No. Excuse me. I'm a professional. Are you questioning my methods? Do you see that wall? Those awards? Those accolades? You've looked me up, and you've seen my credentials, and you've read my testimonials. Now please, allow me. So when I run my fingers up your thighs, from the insides of your knees, trailing, oh, ever so gently and slowly up to your cunt. What's the surprise look for? I'm a professional, but ultimately, I like to keep a casual environment for my patients. So, if you'd rather me call it something else, I think I even saw it twitch when I mentioned that. No need to use the sterile medical terms. Because I can see your little cunt starting to swell. It's almost like my physical stimulation, the way I'm touching you, is turning you on. Maybe mixed with the sound of my voice. Now, oh my, let me just check and see. And oh, you are so very wet. So whatever we're doing, it looks like we're on to something. Here, now I'm going to slide a finger in. Oh my God, so very wet. Now, I'm just going to gently stroke it in and out, and I'm going to make a little come here motion. Now, that area, the internal part of your clitoris, that's known as your G-spot. Are those partners you're having, are those men in your life, are they making sure to massage it and work their fingers in before they slide their cocks into your wet little cunt? Because this is very, very important. I just think you may not have been getting the care and attention that you need. Well, that's okay. I'm here to show you what you need, so you know how to ask the next time you're with a partner. And you need to take that surprised and shocked look off of your face and let me do my fucking job. Don't squirm away. Look. I think you know what's going to happen here. And I think you understand that it needs to happen. You simply don't understand how you need to be fucked. And I'm a doctor, and it's my job to show you. For your sake, right? Okay. Good. Now, there we go. Now, put your hands on your lower abdomen and press down. Ooh, and that feels good, doesn't it? My finger working into that spot. While you press down, you can almost feel it inside you. And the more you press, the more pressure you're putting on that internal part of your clit. Now, an important piece of this equation is ensuring that you're getting some external stimulation as well. So I'm going to just pull this gown up, and I'm going to show you how your partners should be stimulating your clit while they're working it from the inside. Now, I'm going to continue manually stimulating you, but there's another variable in this equation that we're going to need to add to bring you to a truly satisfying climax. Now, I'm not sure. Are your partners giving you oral stimulation? Oh, well, they're trying to. Well, let me show you the technique that they need to be using, taken from a true professional. Now, I'm going to continue fingering you, like I said, and I'm going to run my tongue up and down in your little clit, just pulling the hood back with one hand, and just flicking and teasing it with my tongue. Well, that's it. That's it. That seems like, by the way that your cunt's squeezing on my finger, that's exactly the stimulation that you needed. Fuck. Oh, well, I know I can stop now, I know, but I'd like to show you the complete technique. So you need to stop squirming and let me do my fucking job. And I'm a professional, so I know that you're getting ready to come. I know that your little cunt's just squeezing and you can feel it. You can feel it building inside of you. And you really don't have a chance because I do this for a living. I'm very good at it. So I know exactly what you need. You're going to come all over my fingers and tongue in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, that's it. Very, very good girl. Such an obedient and compliant patient. Now, I hope you understand that technique and you can relay it to your partners. If not, I can always provide you another example. But now for the second part. What do you mean? No. Stop squirming. Do you need me to call an orderly in here to hold you down? I know exactly what you need, and you're paying me to do a job. So I'm going to finish, and you're going to stay quiet and listen. All right? Good girl. Now, we need to talk about your partner's endowment. Now, we'll use an illustrative example. Here, now, let me take mine out. Now, take a look at my cock. How do your partners compare? Are they this big? Are they this thick? Look at it. You can see it throbbing. Do they get that hard? Do your partners get so hard that their cocks throb for you? Because if not, well, I can see why you may have those desire issues. I mean, have you ever been stretched on a big, thick, throbbing cock? Well, I only ask because if you haven't, then there's another treatment that I'd like to undertake, and it's just going to involve me taking mine, every thick inch of it, and feeling it slap on your little cunt, the way it's twitching and pulsing and just got dripping all over it. I feel that you may have specific and keen interest in this method. So what the doctor's going to do is just slide it in. Oh, and just pump you nice and slow and hard. Fuck. Now, take your feet out of the stirrups. Take your feet out of those stirrups. Oh, and put them in my hands. Oh, that's it. There we go. Your ankles and my wrists. And that'll just allow me to get deep and show you exactly how you need to get fucked. God. Oh, that's it. Stop struggling and stop squirming. God, I can tell by how wet and swollen you are that this is exactly what you fucking needed. and you're going to take, this lesson away and apply it. Apply it for your personal fucking wellness. God. Oh, now reach down. Reach down and play with your clit, because while you're getting stretched by a big, thick cock, sometimes you need that extra little bit of pleasure to take away any pain, and you'll stretch around it. If it hurts, just play with that clit, and then it'll just take a minute. Oh, God, and the way you're pulsing and squeezing on that big, thick fucking cock, I can tell you're starting to enjoy it. So I'm going to fuck you a little bit harder, and I want you to rub that clit. And I want you to look in my eyes. That's it. Oh, and this is an exercise for you to remember just what you need to be doing. Remember this treatment that I'm giving you forever. And know that whenever you're getting fucked, this is how it needs to happen for you to fucking come. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, and I'm doing this for your benefit. Oh, God. Oh, and I can tell that, you're very, very happy that you ended up on my table. Despite your protestations and your early struggles, you now understand exactly what you need. Oh, God. And there's one last piece of this treatment, and it involves a big hot load pumped deep into your fucking cunt. God. Now, I didn't see any prescription for birth control on your chart. When I pump this load into you, we don't know what's gonna happen. But I don't think you care. I think that we've surmised that you are a dirty, cock-hungry little slut. Oh, God. The only thing that's going to be able to satisfy you, the only... Oh, God. Medicine you need is my big, thick load deep inside you. Oh, God. So I'm going to pump it into you. Oh, and you're going to come with me. You're going to come when that big, thick cock just fucking unleashes inside you. Oh, and five. Oh, God. Four. I want you to milk it. Three, milk it into your cunt. Two, I'm gonna get you fucking pregnant. One, you'll just have to fucking come back now. Come on that cock. Come on that cock. Very, very, very good. Very, very good. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, such a mess. Now, I'm gonna use these and clean up. I'm sorry. These were your panties. All the better. I'm not sending you home with a prescription, but what I want you to do is take the next hour or so, and here, I'm gonna put these filthy panties back on you. There we go. That's a good girl. Is I want you to remember how you got fucked. And I want you to reflect on the little treatment session we just had. And hopefully, by the time you come in for your 2-week consult, you'll have had a chance to tell me if these treatment methods were effective. Now, if you'll excuse me, the doctor's very busy. And he has more patients to see. You can take care of your bill and copay on the way out. See you in 2 weeks.